Aircheckdownloads.com.
16-year-old girl that won the lottery, 1.8 million quid, is speaking to the tabloid newspapers today. She's been in foster care for 14 months, so a little bit of luck is never a bad thing, not for anyone, full stop, really. Says that her mum and her are now best friends. They have not got on, and hence, you know, she had to live in a foster home. But somehow, I don't know how, isn't it weird, she wins the lottery, and now they're best of friends.
<And I'm... laughs> I bet they are, and all.
Right.
There's a madness on the street.
Hello, fella.
Hello, mate.
Can you imagine that?
Mate.
16 years old, you're kicked out of the house. You win the lottery, your mum phoned you. Well, you know, I've been thinking about it, and maybe you should come home.
And I really did love you.
Right, fella, what's going on?
I'm with
you,
mate.
The house, yes?
Yeah, well, listen, there's a lot of houses round by the queue where they queue for Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I've been queuing all night, mate.
Do they queue right outside the door of people's houses?
Literally.
Yeah?
Literally.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so, now listen, I've been queuing all night and I'm absolutely busting for a pee, mate.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, there's old Bill. I've shod him, anyway.
No, you're not doing anything wrong. It's just your guilty conscience, that
is. No, it's just, no, they saw me turn around and come back, that's all. Here we go.
Does it look like they're in and awake, or are you getting them out of bed?
Yeah.
All right, good. So you need the toilet, right?
I'm busting.
Okay. You might want to knock again.
Yeah, what time is it?
It's 11 minutes past six.
Hang on a minute, mate. Probably wasn't loud enough. I'm ever so sorry to bother you. I really am, but I've been queuing all night for the tennis, and I am absolutely busting. And
there's toilets up by the...
Yeah, I know that, but have you seen the state of them? And there's a big queue for them, and
I'm sorry, I can't let you in here.
You'll
have to go up there.
I'm so busting.
I'm sorry.
Please, I'm going to do it in my pants.
Make us a sandwich.
Please? That's not very nice. Tell me to go away.
Let's go for a sandwich.
I'm going to do it in your flowers now.
Bacon sandwich.
Any chance of a bacon sandwich?
Cup of tea would be nice.
Easy on the sauce, all right?
British hospitality, come on.
Come on, where's the British hospitality, eh?
Bless her. You turn my ocean deepest blue. 612 deepest blue on Kiss 100. I never had my thoughts from you. Street.
This, mate.
You know the telly show, Please Camera Action?
Yeah.
Presenter guy, Alistair Stewart, he's sort of like a news fella.
Oh, no.
Presents Please Camera Action?
Yeah.
Just been done £3,000 and drive from... ban from driving, 30 months for drink driving, which I think is kind of poetic.
Irony, mate.
Sorry?
It's the ironic, that, isn't it?
Buster and Mariah. I said Buster and Janet. Bam, bam. I was thinking of this tune. That's kind of weird. I think it's weird the way I said Buster and Janet.
I remember this one.
Was it about 3 years old?
Yeah, man, it's nice.
Something like that.
Well, Kiss 100. Kiss 100.
100.
Bam,
bam. 100.
Janet Jackson. Get the go. One time.
Where are you?
Right, listen, mate.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday, listener called the show, accused me of not doing my job properly. Now, I'm not having that. You know, occasionally I work for the TV production company that deal with the Wimbledon business.
Of course you do.
Yeah, and unfortunately, somebody's got to do it, but it's my job to fish out the ugly people from the good-looking people. Good-looking people sit at the front of the court, ugly people at the back, because really, they ruin the shot, mate.
For those that don't know, and that includes me, how many people are actually queuing in tents?
Oh, mate, you couldn't count.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of people, man.
Look, why would you ever be asked? It's on TV.
You can sit at home, relax, chill out with a beer, do you know what I mean?
I can't understand this, you know, queuing to get into it. It's on the telly.
Anyway.
You get closer than you could get. I've been closer to Tim Hemmings' face than his own damn wife.
You're right about that.
Do you know what I mean? What the hell are you going to queue to go in that place for?
Listen, mate.
Carry on.
I spotted a bit of a monstrosity, mate. All right, now, over there, I'm only guessing.
Right.
It looks like a mother and a daughter, mate.
Okay.
Now, the mother actually ain't too bad. Not that I generally would, but she ain't too bad.
Okay.
But the daughter, I must go and have a word.
Okay. Be really nice and quite official.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
My name's Rob. I work for the TV production company.
Hello.
Okay, we do all the filming here at Wimbledon. How are you?
Hi.
Okay, are you mum?
I am.
And are you daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Well done.
Well done. Well, listen, I guessed. I've seen you. Okay. Now, can I ask, do you watch Wimbledon on the telly?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Love it.
And how about you, daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love it as well. Now, have you ever noticed sometimes when you're watching it, just every now and then, all of a sudden there's a camera shot.
Yeah.
And there's someone who's really minging.
Ugly.
And really, you know, looking a little bit ugly, and really they shouldn't be in the camera shot. They should be sitting at the back of the court, out of the way. Do you ever understand that?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
It's our fault. I'm here to fix that.
It's sort of our fault, okay? Things like that shouldn't happen, and it's my job to fix that. What I'm here to do today is just to really fish out the ugly people from the good-looking people. Now, Mum, I've got to say, ooh la la. Okay? Now, what I've got here is some certificates, okay? And this one, I'm going to just pin it to you. If you could hand that in when you get to the front of the queue,
right.
That is a good-looking certificate,
okay? Closer to the action.
That means you get closer to the action and you can see what's going on. And if our camera happens to pick you up, no one at home will be offended.
Right.
Okay.
No one's going to spit their tea out all over the place.
You know, nobody's going to spit their tea out. Nobody's going to be spewing up. None of that business. Now, but can I, daughter, just look away for a second. Mum. What happened to her?
Double cheeky. She's a spit image of me.
No, she ain't.
Yeah, she is.
No, she ain't.
She is.
You're like Pamela Anderson. She's like Miss Piggy.
Ah, rubbish.
I mean serious. Unfortunately, if you was expecting to sit together today, that just ain't going to happen. Daughter, you've got an eyes ugly certificate.
Okay.
You're going to sit right at the back. But never mind, because you can see Tim Hemmons' balls from back there, because they've got binoculars.
All right.
Hand them in when you get to the front, okay?
Right.
All right. Cheers, Mum. Bye. Make sure she sits at the back. You don't have to burn. If I saw her on the telly, I'd pass out.
Oh, mate. They took that in good humour. No district line between Wimbledon and Earl's Court, signal fault. Hammersmith and City Line's got delays and Charing Cross Station is closed. Expect train delays on all lines between Purley and Gatwick after the Red Hill derailment. It is fine on the roads. The roads, they're fine. 6:25, Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground. We've got Luna D, Danny Minogue, Beyonce coming up.
The Breakfast Show for a fun young London. Kiss 100's Bam Bam Breakfast with Wella Shockwave. Do your do. Kiss 100's Bam Bam Breakfast. We want to know your fruity chat uplines.
Bam Bam.
Switch on Kiss 100's Bam Bam Breakfast.
Bam Bam.
For Monday with PJ Smoothies.
Hey. How you doing?
Call in with yours. Street Boy will test it out. And if it's the fruitiest chat up line in London, you'll be going to Ibiza. Turn on London with Kiss 100's Bam Bam Breakfast with PJ Smoothies. Kiss 100's Bam Bam Breakfast. Aircheckdownloads.com.